Well, this is Tom Feeney with Guiseley's new assistant manager, Adam Murray. And Adam, first of all, you've been at the club a few days now. Just how are you settling in?
It's been great, to be honest with you. It's a great group of lads. Manager's got them working in his ilk already in such a short period of time. And it's been nice to be in and around it and to finish on a game like that where we felt we should have got something out of the games. Frustrating.
I was going to say, for yourself, a big part in joining Guiseley has to be Paul Cox, doesn't it? You know him so well.
Yeah, definitely. We've worked together for a long time. We know each other in and out, the good sides and the bad sides. So it's when I got the phone call, it was a no-brainer, really. We working together before we were successful. Obviously got to the playoffs, we got promoted, and then our first year in League Two, we finished mid-table. So we know each other really well, and we think that we can be successful here.
And that's the thing, isn't it, to have that winning formula. You've done it at other clubs, so you're aiming to do it here as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think the gaffer's got a long track record of promotions. Like I say, we've been successful when we've worked together in the past as a manager and assistant manager, and I was also his captain as a player as well. So it's something that we're trying to put together, and I think the gaffer's already put the ingredients in that you can see can be effective in this league. And I think if we keep 11 players on the pitch today, we win the game, and that's probably how far the club's come in a short amount of time to do that against a playoff team.
And for yourself, do you feel over the last few seasons, obviously you've had two managerial stints, do you feel that you've gained plenty of experience, plenty of know-how to then use it to help Coxley?
Yeah, definitely. It's been 3 and a bit years of in the frying pan, to be honest with you. I think in hindsight, when I left Mansfield, I probably took a little bit longer out before jumping back in at Boston. I probably didn't realise it was the first time I'd been part-time, so that came as a bit of a shock to me. And then with 20 new players working 3 hours a week, it was tough. So it's been a hectic 3 years, but one I've learned a hell of a lot in, and hopefully now I can bring them experiences to the table here and help the manager here to achieve what we need to.
And when looking at Guiseley's next game, obviously in the history of Guiseley, it's such an important match in the FA Cup, trying to get through to that second round. You know all about the FA Cup as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've obviously our priority is the league this season, it has to be, but to go into another big FA Cup game so quick after the last one, it'll be nice for the lads, it'll be good for the supporters, and we'll go there and try and get a result. We've shown already that we can compete with them and we can cause some problems, and nothing could change. I think if we can go there and perform how we did today with 10 men and how we did last week, we'll have a good chance of picking some up there.
And just finally, in terms of Guiseley, you know, for yourself, what do you think the realistic aim should be for Guiseley this season?
Well, I think the first port of call when the manager come in was to just make sure that we're safe and secure and build from there, and that hasn't changed. I think it's come an awful long way in a short period of time, and the way me and the manager are, we're always looking at up the table rather than below the table. So we'll have our sights on what we can achieve moving forward and not really looking over our shoulder, but the here and now is we have to deal with the position we're in and get us out of that and then look to push on.